I'm going to HCC to get my associate's degree.
I'm getting certified as an EMT.
To raise my GPA.
No institution does more to get students where they're going faster than HCC. We keep Houston working. HCC. Smart decision.
Hello and welcome to Radio Faces Extra. I'm John McClain from the Chronicle and Sports Radio 610. This is a special edition in which we wrap up the Texans and the NFL. Thanks for joining us. We got a great show coming for you from our Houston Community College downtown campus. Thanks for joining us. I got three former players here with me, and I can't tell you how excited I am to have them. Let's start here with Chester Pitts, an original Texan. Chester played for the Texans, Seattle Seahawks, Seth Payne. Seth played for Jacksonville Jaguars and the Texans. And on the end, Ted Johnson, 10 years with New England Patriots, 4 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowl rings. They all work for Sports Radio 610. As I do, you can hear them just about all week long. Now, guys, we're here to talk about the Texans. It was a good season, a disappointing ending. Let's talk about them. Chester, let's start with you. What did you think about the way things ended?
Right out the gate, you're spot on. It was a good season, 12 wins. You can never stick your nose up in the air at that. But at the end of the day, the end of the season didn't end the way you wanted to. You had the chance, with, you know, two times at the end of the season to close out, number one seed, finish out the season the way you want to. The Super Bowl has to come through Reliant Stadium, but on both occasions they failed, so they didn't. You know, so they ended up having to play in the first round of playoffs. Didn't work out as well as you want, but I really believe that they have the makings for a solid group next year, and they'll be back strong again.
Seth, are people, will they get over the disappointment and look back on the season? How?
How will they? I think there's a couple things you learned. I think, one, you started off the season thinking that you were one of the top three or four teams in the league. I think right now you can realistically say they're a top third of the league type of team. There's some steps they have to take. There's a lot to build on. That offense had a lot of production. The defense, when it played well, played extremely well. There's stuff to build on, but there's also the knowledge now, I think, that they're a little bit further away than we thought they were.
Yeah. Ted, they're getting blasted for losing to the Patriots, but how could anybody expect them to beat Bill Belichick and Tom Brady when they had 2 weeks to prepare?
Well, no, that's a good point. You know, playing for that team for as long as I did, I know how tough it is. You know, no one's better at game planning teams than Bill Belichick. The only thing that I would see as kind of disheartening and what happened is they'd already been there December 10th, you know, 5 weeks ago. They already kind of knew what to expect. And a lot of the same things I thought they would learn from the mistakes, they didn't. A lot of the same things that they had problems with in that December 10th game, they had problems with in this last game. So that's, as a fan, you know, that's the most disappointing thing. They knew what to expect, yet they still got fooled by it.
You guys played a long time. Chester, I'm going to ask you this question. Do players lose confidence when they go somewhere and get beat real bad? Could they possibly have lacked confidence going back up there?
Well, I really doubt that they lacked confidence. What I really think the bigger response or the bigger answer to that question is, did they go up there full-hearted knowing that if we play our best game, we can't win this game? I think they did, but at the same token, like Ted mentioned earlier, they just didn't execute the way they need to execute. They had a first run at it. I mean, when they got their butt smashed, what was it, 42-14? They had their chances, they had their opportunities, but they just didn't step up and make the plays they needed to make.
Seth, how much difference did it make when they didn't score a touchdown on that first series, if anything?
At the time, I told myself it didn't make a difference if they could rebound. But I was talking to Ted about this earlier. You see the Patriots misfire as well, and that's where I don't think they lack confidence. They lack competence, and they're not at the Patriots level yet. They could not withstand mistakes like that and missed opportunities like that the way, frankly, the Patriots can, because the Patriots have the ability to wind it back up. Right now, the Texans don't.
Ted, when we look back, will the Texans have lost to the Super Bowl champion?
I think so. I think there's not a team playing better than what the Patriots are playing right now. They've shown it. You know, look, they were down to San Francisco. After they played the Texans December 10th, they played San Francisco, got down in a huge hole. But you know what? They showed some grit. They fought back and made it a game towards the end of the game. I just know how, you know, when you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame coach like they do, that's a tough combination to beat.
They don't have a defense like they did when you played, and you and Brusky and Vrabel were linebackers.
But it's playing better, though. You know, it really is. I mean, they're plus 25 in takeaways. Are you kidding me? So they're very opportunistic on defense. It is the proverbial bend, don't break. They're good in situations. If it's third down and red zone, at the end of the day, those are two key things that they're good at, and which, you know, is making the difference.
Well, and that's the key thing. If you have an opportunistic defense, that doesn't always work with an average offense, but they have a quarterback and an offense that can take advantage of those turnovers. When they get a turnover deep inside the opponent's territory, they're scoring touchdowns versus some other teams.
Good point.
Okay, let me ask y'all, is the criticism, most of it's directed toward Matt Schaub. Is that fair?
I personally don't believe so. I mean, it's a team sport. It's a team game. Does Matt Schaub need to make all the plays that he can make? Of course, that's his job. He's the quarterback. But at the end of the day, he's human, and it takes a collective effort. That defense did not play the way they played early on in the season. How many drop passes were there in this game? I mean, there were other people and other teammates that are supposed to help him out. And I'll be the first to tell you, you know, Matt wants to say he's an elite quarterback. You have to always play like an elite quarterback, so you can't talk it without walking it. Yeah. But I truly do believe that it's not all on him, that it's a team effort.
I don't say it's all on him, but I say it's a lot on him. And I think I'm done saying, hey, there's only so many Peyton Mannings, there's only so many Tom Brady's in this league. No, the goal for this team is to win a Super Bowl. It's not to get to the divisional round of the playoffs anymore. Yeah. Yeah. There's things Schaub can do to get better, just as Kubiak will tell you that. There's things Kubiak can do to get better. And they have to do those things because the same old isn't going to cut it. You can't always rely on your defense for game-changing turnovers. I don't put it all on Schaub by any means, but Schaub's got to get better if they want to ultimately win a Super Bowl.
But, you know, and another thing, too, if you watch the Patriots, they have Wes Welker, they have Gronkowski. Can we get a legit number two receiver? I mean, Andre Johnson, we know what Kevin Walter is, what he does, his role is for what he does blocking. You know, he'll make a few catches a game kind of thing. But they need more weapons at receiver, I think. Maybe a bigger tight end who's a big target in the red zone that can help with their red zone problems, and a slot receiver that can kind of penetrate the middle of the field. The easiest throw to make for a quarterback is right over the middle. Yeah. And it doesn't seem like you have guys that can get off jams and kind of attack the middle of the field like they need to.
It's that big play option. It's that guy that can catch the ball, make two guys miss, run over another guy, and a play where he's only supposed to get 12 yards, he finds a way to get 40 yards.
Well, just real quick, a guy to move the chains. You know, they need somebody who's the guy that is moving the chains all the time.
And that's where, again, and I'm not putting it all on Schaub at all, but how much of it does become Schaub's ability to develop these guys, to take a Keyshawn Martin and turn him into a potential Wes Welker underneath type of threat? Wes Welker was an average, mediocre receiver when he was in Miami. Tom Brady turned him into what he is, helped turn him into what he is. And again, if you're going to be the leader in this league and you're going to win Super Bowls, I put it on Schaub.
As I pointed out in a column I wrote in Tuesday's Chronicle, it's on Cron.com, do they need a better quarterback? The Oilers had a Hall of Fame quarterback for seven consecutive years, and they didn't get any farther than Matt Schaub just took them.